left it in the containers.
Just left it in the containers until they were empty.
And of course the creek water was very clear and nice then.
Yes, it was in those days. Mm.
Violet, could you tell me who were some of your neighbours in those days? Did Mrs. Cumming live down below you?
Oh yes, they had a farm down below us, the Cummings.
In Elgin Street?
Yes, yes. And of course there were the two guest houses near us, up on the northern side. They were very nice people. And then, of course, the Carriers, the Forbes family, lived just a little bit further up on the hill.
And did Mr. Henry live?
No, he
must have come later.
Yes, he came later.
Did he build his house later too?
Yes. He lived near the quarry in the early days.
Yes.
The old Quarry Hills residence.
Any other neighbours? Can you remember? What was the name of the guest housekeeper in Mount Carmel?
Oh, I'm just trying to think. Miss Bales, she ran the guest house there.
And who ran the other one up on the corner?
Miss Bowen.
Oh, that's right, you said them. Well, they made quite a good living out of that way. They had big houses and they could keep themselves.
Yes, yes. They were it was always very popular with the Melbourne business people. They loved to come up to the country.
To get some nice fresh air.
Yes, and food.
Lovely food. Alice, who were your neighbours then when you were in the schoolhouse?
In the corner the house that they pulled down some years ago were people called Currans, and there were Joan Curran was about a year older than me, and she used to come and play with me when we first came. And Joyce Leveridge was as old as me, and she lived just next to the state school there, and she used to play.
And the Berwick Grammar School was in existence then?
Yes.
And did the boys attend church when you were went to church?
Yes.
And any of the girls from the girls' school go to the church?
Later, but when we came, the girls' school wasn't there, you see, in 1920.
But the grammar school was there then,
yes,
and the boys were at school
the
then.
Boys used to come.
Did your father ever, did you ever go to any concerts up at the grammar school? Or go to any parties up there?
I don't remember. I don't think so. I don't think they had them. I think he and May went to the annual breaker when we first came. That's all I remember.
Well, now just tell me briefly, who was the vicar when you first came? Can you remember?
Mr. Cole, and he was there until 1932.
And then who? That's the Anglican Church vicar.
Who?
And then who?
Mr. Rowell came.
And then?
Mr. Payton came, but he was only there a few weeks when he got a heart attack and had to retire, and he died in a few weeks.
And then who after that?
Mr. Pennelly. He was there a few years, and then Mr. Daunt came.
And then Mr. Gayson, was that right?
Yes, one or two between them, but didn't last long, Mr. Ryan, and then Mr. Gayson, and then...
Mr. Cherry?
Mr. Sexton, and then
yes.
Mr. Cherry, and then Mr. Lowe, and then now the one that's there now.
Mr.
Curtis.
Curtis. You've got a marvellous memory for names. Can you remember any of the names of the bank managers?
When we came, there was a Mr. White there, and he was left when we'd been in Berwick about 3 months. And then Mr. Collard came. He was a Frenchman with a very quick sort of temper, and he was quite a nice man. He married a very young wife. She was about 20. And one time, they took my father in a jinka, the two Collards, Mr. and Mrs. Collard, and Dad went in a jinka out. Well, Mr. Collard looked at some farm, I think, for people wanting to borrow money from the bank, probably. And Mrs. Collard was making something with a fine crochet hook, and she was sitting in the middle, and she put the bag down, and Mr. Collard sat on it. So he leapt out of the jinka, hopping around mad as I had it with the fine crochet hook sticking out of his behind.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
And having, being a Frenchman, he was swearing in French like mad. And his wife and my father were convulsed. My father had to jump out and hold the horse's head because the horse was getting excited too. And poor Mrs. Collard could only laugh.
And who after the Collards? Can you remember?
Various men. There was Mr. Joyce and Violet. Can you remember any of the others? Later on, Mr. Anderson and his wife used to have a very nice singing voice.
And these were all the bank managers, which was then the commercial bank with a residence behind.
Mm.
Could you tell me, when your father retired, in what year?
1939.
You then built this house in Brisbane Street, where you are now living.
And when my father retired, after 47 years in the department, his salary in his last working year was £8.10. Which was considered very good, wasn't that days?
There was no superannuation then, of course.
Yes.
There was?
Yes, he had taken out the superannuation. He took out the lowest, which was £2 a week, because he had no wife to, it wasn't worthwhile, and he kept up his insurance and took out a low superannuation. So we didn't have very much money then.
Just tell me, Mrs. Facey, just before I finish, what year did you leave Berwick?
I think it was 1942.
In the middle of the Second World War?
Yes.
And you were present, you were living in this house in the Second World War?
Yes, we moved into this house on the 3rd of October, when the war had been going for 1 month, because it broke out on the 3rd of September. And we moved here on the 3rd of October 1939.
And you planted the garden?
Yes. We bought the piece of land a couple of years before, and we put in some of the trees, which are now so big. We put them in a couple of years before we moved and we built the house. Put them around the...
And your aunt brought the fruit trees home from Melbourne?
Yes, carried them on the market. They were 1 and 3 each, and I think the peach tree was 10 pence halfpenny. Beautiful peaches.
Nectarines, plums, oranges, lemons.
Yes, and the orange tree was 5 shillings. That was very expensive. And we did have a walnut tree. It was half a crown, but